The roots of rhythm and blues for a particular group of women here in the Northwest go back to late night radio and after hours clubs.
There was a black station in Seattle, KZAM, and Bob Summerize had a show. And we used to listen to Bob Summerize when I was singing with the Dynamics. And he had a record store on 12th and Jackson, and he had everything. At one point in my life, I started listening to Aretha Franklin and some of the people, you know, that I worked with. More or less evolved me around to the blues, but it's been with me ever since 17, 18 years old.
Now the mother of two boys, Nancy Clare works full-time, beginning at 6 a.m. 5 days a week. But she does remember some late nights.
That's where I first listened to jazz and blues, was the After Hours Club, because that was the kind of music musicians and singers liked to play. When they, all night long, they'd have to play the kind of music the clubs predicted to do, you know, that was fashionable at the time. And so when they go to the after hours clubs, they play the stuff they liked, and people really got off on it. This is why I enjoy the women's show so much, because you get to relate with other musicians, other singers, and it's kind of a fun experience. And that's what those after hours clubs were. The musicians were didn't want to go to bed yet, so they'd head for the after hours club, have breakfast, and then play with, you know, music together.
Missy Scott, one of the younger members, tells her late night radio story.
We had one radio when I was growing up when we were young, and whoever got home on Friday got it in their bedroom for the weekend. Well, all my brothers were in athletics, and so I'd sashay home because no one was going to beat me. So anyway, I'd get the music all weekend in my room, shut the door, lock the heathens out. And that's how I grew up, hiding. But Dinah Washington used to blow my mind. Me and that radio boy, we saw God every weekend, I'm not kidding.
Norah Michaels adds a lot of color to the group with her cabaret act.
If I could, I would do top 40 in bowling alleys, which was what I used to do. But I can't do it anymore because I grew up hearing women singers who probably were their own business women too, like Bessie Smith. Really, I was influenced a lot by her music. I grew up in a little tiny town in Pennsylvania where there was no blues. Well, there was, but we didn't really call it that. I think it was more like, you know, hillbilly music or something. But I heard her music, and it just really touched me and always has. And so there are a lot of women that sang in the 20s and 30s that really traveled all over the world and had a really hard time, but they sang in places called cabarets, especially in Europe, you know, when they couldn't be accepted or make any money in America.
The founder, Kathy Hart, has roots in Cartown, USA.
Well, I grew up in the inner city of Detroit, so basically Motown is what everybody was listening to. Actually, you listened to it so much, I hated it. But and then I would say Gladys Knight at that point was the biggest influence. I still absolutely adore her. But I, just probably in the last 5-6 years, I would say the influence was Big Mama Thornton's a real strong influence. I'm a blues shouter, so I listen to blues shouters. If they have to carry a melody and stuff like that, I'm pretty much in trouble.
And one of the veterans, Merrilee Rush, remembers the early days of Northwest Rhythm and Blues.
About 62, Tiny Tony and the Statics was, Rhythm and Blues was really big at that time in this area up in Canada, Portland, Tacoma, just huge. The major bands that were working the area were just big on rhythm and blues. I mean, there were the surfer type bands too, but everybody canned their AMs and went out and got FM tuners and listened to KZAM radio. Yeah, KZAM, they kept asking for donations because they couldn't keep the station running. They'd keep going off the air, you know, just all of a sudden there was no sound.